You are listening to the Gateway Church located in Ferriesburg, Michigan. You can learn more about us by visiting thegateway.church or like and follow us on Facebook, where you can watch full services, keep up with all that is going on, and get connected.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I bless you. Thank you for redeeming my life from the pit. Thank you. I'm a different man now because of your blood. And thank you for this ministry you've given me by mercy. And I just want to make you proud today. So thanks for this church. Thanks for this word. And I pray that you would do your work. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. To Pastor Ben and Sister Jessica, to all the leaders of this church, to my brother, Pastor Sean, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it really is an honor to stand before you and share a little bit of what the Lord has placed on my heart related to this topic, I am the true vine. So let's go to John chapter 15, please. And then I ask that you put a bookmark at Galatians chapter 5. John chapter 15, then put a bookmark at Galatians chapter 5. Thanks, Brother Kurt. Okay, we're going to read, and then we're going to preach. Let's begin. I need y'all to read with me, okay? One, two, three, let us flow. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Let's go to Galatians. I'm sorry. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Praise God. I am the true vine. In the beginning, we were created to be God-dependent people. We came from God, we walked with God, everything we needed was provided by God. Our purpose was to live connected to God, looking and behaving like God, and in this connection, we would be deeply content. But Satan's superpower was to get us to question whether we even needed to continue this God dependency. In fact, he offered Eve, if you eat the fruit, you won't need God because you'll be like God. Adam and Eve's subsequent act of disobedience, cloaked in independence from God, cost us everything. When everything we ever needed was given to us through this connection to God already. Now, flash forward to today. We still have the same divine purpose, to look like the God we came from. But things are a whole lot harder for us now. In our fallen, sinful nature, we can still bear the image of God, but we struggle to enact the character of God. We can be good, but we can't be inherently godly. God wants us to be holy, but we are horrible. Our declaration of independence from God the Father in the Garden of Eden was the worst thing we ever did. But instead of leaving us disconnected by the way, God, our Father, has extended us the only way to return to him, and his name is Jesus Christ. This is what we're seeing in John chapter 15, where Jesus presents himself as humanity's only hope to meet God's expectations of human beings looking like the God they came from. So for the next few moments, I want us to consider the implications of Jesus declaring himself as the true vine. What does it reveal to us about God? What does it reveal to us about our relationship with God and Jesus? And what does this mean about God's expectations about us? Please write these three phrases down. It's going to be the guide for how we go through John chapter 5, John chapter 15. Three things I want to talk about today. First is this: the Father looks for fruit. The Father looks for fruit. Second point we want to talk about: fruit follows fellowship. Fruit follows fellowship, all in John chapter 15. And the last one, very big one: anything but fruit and fellowship is futile. Okay, here we go. First one: the Father looks for fruit. John 15, 1 through verse 2, and then verse 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. Verse 8. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Here we go. We all expect to see the fruits of our labor. If I study for this test, I want to pass the test. If I keep strategically dropping hints about what I want for Christmas, I expect my beloved to understand what I'm saying by the toolbox. But at times, there are tests that are just too hard for me. There are circumstances too unforeseen that prevent me from seeing what I have sown. This is why Psalms chapter 127 says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." Now, John 15, the imagery we see in the text is of God the Father intentionally choosing Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as the source from which he intends all believers, every branch, to grow, and through whom all believers will begin to show forth the character of God. You can't do the Christian thing without Jesus Christ. The Father sends the Son into our situation, into our fallen world, and expect to see the Son transforming you and me into people that look like Jesus Christ himself, bearing fruit. Now, unlike us, who cannot guarantee a return on our investment, whatever the Father sows, that is what the Father sees. Isaiah 55 verse 11 says this: "So is the word that comes out of my mouth. It will not return unto me empty, but it will accomplish that which I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Praise God. What does this mean? It means no matter how the Satan tries to wear out the church, regardless of how he blinds the minds of unbelievers, Satan cannot stop the propagation of the gospel, because whatever the Father sows, that is what the Father sees. Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What does this mean? It means there will always be a reason to share the gospel, because the gospel is gonna work. There's always a reason to share your testimony, because it's gonna work. Because whatever the Father sows, that is what the Father sees. The Father will see people coming to new life through Jesus Christ. I guarantee it. The Father will see the character of God being expressed through people who come to God. I guarantee it. Saints, I don't know what you've heard. I don't know what you're reading, but the Spirit of Jesus is changing people all over the world, all the time. You better believe it. The Father is looking for fruit. Now, I know some of you today might not be saved, and you're delaying saying yes to Jesus because you're scared if you follow Jesus, you're gonna fail. I know those thoughts very well, but look at the scripture. A fruitful Christian is not the exception. A fruitful Christian is the expectation of the Father. What does this mean? It means this is what the Father is going to accomplish in you through Jesus Christ. The Father doesn't plant a Christian who will not flourish into a fruitful Christian. In other words, when you come to Jesus Christ, God is bringing you into a process with a guaranteed outcome. And the outcome, hear me, is more than heaven someday. The outcome is every day you are becoming more like God and representing God to a lost world. You're going to be fruitful. Saints, the Father looks for fruit. And what he sows, he's going to see it. So don't let Satan get you to devalue the value of this God connection that you have. The Father is not intimidated by your rough ways. That's why he connects you to the true vine. He'll fix you. The Father is not intimidated by how messy and complicated and moody you are. That's why he's connecting you to Jesus. None of the work of the Father is in vain. If God has called you by your name, if God has saved you from your sins, then God himself, through Jesus Christ, will make you look like Jesus. Guarantee it. The process is going to work. Salvation is the one training program you won't have to quit because you realize it's a scam. What the Father has sown, that is what the Father will see, and he's gonna see it in your life. So, how can the Father be so confident that fruit can come from me? What work has the Father done in this garden that undoes what we did in the Garden of Eden? That's a great question. I'm glad you asked. Go to our next point. Point number two, fruit follows fellowship. All right, we're moving. Verse 4 of John 15. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, oh, you're going to bear a lot of fruit, because apart from me, you got no shot. Message version. The task of being fruitful can seem daunting to a believer. If you're like me, when you read Galatians chapter 5, you don't see a lot of things you might be abounding in. Like, I see some stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that. And I'm like, that's in there for real? But the truth is, this doesn't mean you're abandoned. On the contrary, God's expectation of fruit is not based on the goodness of the branch. It's based on the power of the vine to nourish everyone who abides in him. Oh. As you abide in the vine, you start looking like the vine. Again, God's expectation of fruit is not in any natural goodness we have. It's in the power of Jesus, the vine, to make even the worst of us into the best of us, because it's Christ in us changing us into his very image. You're just a recipient of the goodness of God. So the Father's expectation of fruit isn't to push pressure on us to produce. It's actually an invitation for us to receive life from the vine and become like Jesus, knowing what pleases the Father. God literally shows you the end result before you get tapped in. He says, "Don't you want to look like this?" Church, let me help you. The life of a Christian is not about trying harder to be better. It's about being more Christ-dependent, vine-reliant, and through daily dependency, we become like Jesus. This is why fruit comes from fellowship. So what does it look like, though, to be in fellowship with the vine? It's expressed through this word that we find in the scripture, Remain, or its synonyms, stay, abide, dwell. It suggests that there is a desirable, safe place, and I am not looking to go anywhere because here is really, really good for me. Remain. Friends, this is the challenge for many of us. We don't stay with Jesus. We don't continually draw from Jesus. We don't tarry. We hurry. We hurry through Bible reading. We got to hurry up through church. We hurry through devotion. We hurry through everything. It feels like we're playing a game of tag with Jesus. And the safe zone is our home, so he can't touch us at home. But church is fair game. So he has 1 hour on a Sunday and 1 hour on a Wednesday to catch us if he can. Other than that, he can't get us. No wonder we're struggling with Christ-likeness. We don't like spending time with Christ. So what the Father is looking for seems foreign because we're keeping the vine far, far away. Where's your Bible? On the shelf. Far, far away. My fellow branches. The process God has designed is very simple. It's Jesus' job to give. It's your job to receive. Yeah. Every time you stop and pray, you are drawing from the vine. Every time you meditate on the scripture, you are pulling from the vine. Every time you make a decision to raise your voice in worship to Jesus, you're not just giving glory, you're receiving strength from the vine. Saints, Jesus said, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Jesus does not discriminate. He doesn't say, "Who's praying to me today?" No, not you. He said, "Anybody who needs something from the vine, just come and pull on me. I'm accessible to you." All you and I need to do is be real about our need, and the vine will supply everything he has been assigned to supply. It's his job to give. It's your job to take. Go on and be greedy with your Jesus. It's all right. So friends, what do you need? You see that Galatian scripture? What do you need? Look at the list. What's missing from you? Do you need peace? Do you need joy? Do you need meekness? Do you need gladness? Do you need long-suffering? My beloved branches, we get all of this from the true vine by spending time with the vine. There's no other way to develop long-suffering than to go through your suffering with Jesus Christ and pull from him the grace you need to survive the storm. The function of the vine is to pump life into the branches. And the function of the branch is to produce the fruit from the vine. This is why fruit only comes from fellowship. Friends, in fellowship is where you belong. Connected to the vine is your safe place. In the vine, you are never out of options. In the vine, you are never out of resources. In the vine, you are never out of help. In the vine, you're never out of time, never out of your debt, never out of help, never out of resources, never out of the will of God. So please, my beloved brothers and sisters, stop hurrying and start tarrying and waiting in the presence of the vine. Everything you need is in Jesus. Fruit comes from fellowship. So, to recap, the Father looks for fruit because he knows the vine is good. This process is guaranteed to work on anybody who comes to Jesus. Second, this fruit is an expression of constant daily fellowship between the vine and the branches. Last point, really big one. Anything but fruit and fellowship, futile. Futile. This is the verse. Verse 5 and verse 6. I am the vine. You are the branches. Know your role. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you ain't got nothing going on. If you do not remain, stay, abide, dwell, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. Futile. Futile. Meaning incapable of producing any useful results. Futile. Meaning pointless, fruitless, useless. What we produce outside of the vine cannot please the Father, no matter how pleased you are with it. In our culture, we've created these different markers of morality, which we wear on our chests like Christmas ornaments on a tree. And we use these to defend the reasons that we don't need the vine. So if I say, hey, you need Jesus, you say, well, actually, Brother Kavar, I'm a good person, so. Actually, Brother Kavar, I'm spiritual. Actually, Brother Kavar, I don't cheat on my wife, so I'm kind of, me and the man upstairs are really cool. Unsafe friends, hear me. I don't mean any disrespect. That stuff might be shiny and nice to you, but I told you it's not what the Father is looking for. He's looking for fruit on a branch, not popcorn strings and tinsel. Christians, branches, we too have ways of decorating our lives to mask our fruitlessness. At times, we just begin to privilege the work of God over spending time with God. So I just preached this sermon, so obviously I'm good. I just wrote this song, so obviously I'm good. I'm going to Indonesia, so obviously I'm good. We can wow other people with our work, but the Father continues to ask the same question, yo, where's the fruit? Let's push this a little bit further. Works are not a workaround for bearing fruit. Christians, branches, being connected to the church and being connected to this community is no substitute for being connected to the vine. It's possible to be involved in church but not be in Christ. Friends, I'm sorry. Even if that's fine with you, it's ultimately futile because it's not what the Father is looking for. Meaning it's unable to satisfy what the Father is seeking. According to the text, the Father throws away that which is not serving its purpose. Not because he hates it, not because the person was a bad person, but clearly that branch was rejecting the vine. Clearly that branch did not want the nutrients the vine was giving, and so he says it doesn't belong in the body. God will not force feed you the gospel of Jesus Christ. If any man thirst, let him come. Matthew chapter 17, and I'm closing with this. Probably one of the scariest passages in the Bible for me to read as a preacher, and it always calls me back to what matters. It says this, Matthew 7, 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of God, but only the one who does the will of my Father who's in heaven." We now know that will to bear fruit. 22, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, look at all the good things I did for the church. I prophesied in your name. I was a preacher. I cast out devils. I performed many miracles.' Then Jesus says, 'I will tell them straight up, I never knew you. Get away from me, you evildoers.'" The Father is looking for the character of God that will only come to you through the vine, Jesus Christ. Believers, there's no point for you to come here Sunday after Sunday and be so close to the gospel and walk through the doors of the church and go to hell. There's no point in knowing all these things about Jesus and not obeying what he says. It's futile. Don't spend all this time here and bear no fruit. Unsaved friends, there's no point in trying to be good without God. Trying to replace God's standard with your own. Futile. We have a spiritual deficit, an inability to do what pleases the Father since the Garden of Eden. And there's no other things you can do to make up for that deficit apart from connect to the vine and pull from him what God sent him to give to you every single day. There are no alternative sources of divine energy. Bury your crystals. Don't gotta align your chakra. Connect with Jesus. The Father looks for fruit. Fruit follows fellowship. Anything but fruit and fellowship, futile. All right, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. Jesus is the true vine that the Father sent to give you the capacity to do what pleases the Father. My question to you, my brothers and sisters, is the Father seeing what he has sown into your life? He gave you Jesus. Is he seeing the Spirit of Jesus expressed through you? When you look at Galatians 5, do you see your life mimicked, mirrored? Or are there things that you see on that list that you're like, man, Kavar, I need more time with the vine. Good. He's here for you. How close is your fellowship with Jesus? That's the goal. I don't care how long you've been in the church. You've been here since we got here, whatever. How is your rhythms with Jesus? Are you in fellowship with the vine? Because who you need to look like is not me. It's not Pastor Ben. You need to look like Jesus, because that's what the Father is looking for. Friends, maybe you've recognized today you've been wasting your time. You've been putting popcorn and stuff on your tree when you should be bearing fruit. There's no condemnation for you if you're in Christ Jesus. So it's your chance to get things right by reconnecting with the vine. So here's what I want to do. I want to open the altar now. First of all, if you're not a Christian and you want to be connected, I want to pray with you. That's the first call. You're not a Christian. You're like, Kavar, this is my day to get things right. I want to be all in the vine. I want the Father to look at me and see what he wants to see. If that's you, could you raise your hand? I want to pray for you. Phenomenal. God bless you. Anybody else? You want to be saved. You want to be saved. This is your day. This is your day. God bless you. God bless you. Excellent. phenomenal. Second call, anyone who is a Christian, you're a believer, but you're like, Kavar, yeah, I got to be more fruitful. I need more time in fellowship. God bless you. Raise your hand. Let me see you. You're like, Kavar, this is for me, man. I want to abide in the vine. I want to dwell there. That's my safe place. Awesome. That's what the Father is looking for. People who will have fellowship with the Son, and through fellowship, daily submission to Jesus Christ, begin to look like Jesus. Awesome. So if you raised your hand for salvation, you raised your hand to be connected to the vine, I want you to come. Because this is now your chance to put to action what you said you want to do. And you're not coming to me. You're coming to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're coming to the vine. And what you get to do now is what you get to do every day. Begin to pull on him. Begin to tell him what you feel like you lack. Tell him what you need. And say, Jesus, I know you have what I've been missing. Jesus, I know you have what I've been missing. You're the source. I've tried other sources, but Jesus, you're the source. That's it. As you come to Jesus, talk to him. Because what you do today, you can do tonight. You can do from your car. You can do every day. And as you do this every day, as you fellowship every day, you begin to look like Jesus. That's it, church. Reach for him. Jesus, I'm pulling on you. Jesus, I'm pulling on you. I'm like the woman with the issue of blood. I got a need. I got a deficit that only you can stop, that only you can stop. Lord, I come on behalf of my brothers and sisters. They are seeking you. They are coming to you. You are the well that never runs dry. God, you never go empty. You said if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So I present my brothers and sisters who are coming to you, true and living God, bread of heaven, the I am that I am, the one who was and is to come. We confess to you that we got a deficit. It's been our deficit from the garden. But God, we come recognizing that you gave us Jesus. You gave us Jesus to fill the very voids in our life. So Jesus, here we are. We confess that we are flawed people. God, we confess that we are needy people. God, we confess that we lack a lot of the things that you've come to give. You are the vine. We are the branches. Without you, we can do nothing. So, God, we cast down every crown. God, every good work that we use to cover fruitlessness. God, we lay it down and we declare it is nothing. God, all that we have and all that we need, it comes from the vine. So, Jesus, we pull love from you. God, give us love for each other. God, give us peace. Lord, peace in this world that's chaotic. God, give us long suffering. God, give us grace to endure. God, make us gentle men and gentle women. God, give us temperance. Holy Spirit, give us temperance. God, give us faith. Make us faithful. God, though the world is troubled, you told us to take heart because you've already overcome the world. God, I pray that you would give us all. Help us to be abounding in all things. Lord, help us to be grateful in all things. Help us to be fruitful in every season. God, for what you are pruning, for what you're taking out of our lives, we bless you. God, for every branch that's already bringing forth fruit, that right now you're pruning through the Holy Spirit, we bless you. God, for that one who has made up their mind to begin to apply and stick close to the branch. Father, we bless you. Thank you that anyone who comes to you, you will by no wise cast them out. So we thank you for transformation of hearts and transformation of nature. Thank you for making us new people who look like you and can now please the Father. Great I am. Help us to always lean in to our dependency. Lord, we are not independent of you. Without you, we can do nothing, nothing, nothing without you, Jesus. Can't love our spouses, can't go a day, can't even answer the phone in the spirit. Lord, without you, we can do nothing. So, Father, continue to supply. Jesus, thank you for the endless supply of grace you have for us. We love you, and we thank you that you are our true vine. May we live connected, daily dependent, and looking like you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, that your timing's not like our timing. Your ways are not like our ways. So, Lord, help us to be crafted into your way. Help us to stay close to you, Lord, so that your character rubs off on us. Lord, and let us not follow after works of the law, but let us follow after the one who perfected it. Let us have love and joy and forbearance and kindness and goodness and gentleness and self-control. Lord, that just takes relationship, sticking close to you. So, Lord, let us not leave this place feeling like we got our fill for the week. Let us not just go about our work and forget who you are or what you've done. Lord, and just like we're joining into your story, Lord, we are joining into what you are doing as the vine, that we are connected, we are dependent on you as the church, Lord, and we thank you that you see the seed that is planted. Lord, that we will leave this place as people bearing fruit, sharing your message, sharing the truth of your gospel, Lord. And we know that word will not go void. So, Lord, let us leave this place boldly connected to you with humility and grace, because, Lord, we can't do it on our own. Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, and all the honor. In your name we pray. Amen. Brother Kavar, thank you so much for blessing us this morning. Can we thank Brother Kavar this morning for just the way he's blessed us, man? Thank you so much. What an incredible word. The Lord bless you and keep you. May he shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in the grace of God.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from the Gateway Church. If you'd like to find out more about our church, such as service times, giving, and ways to get connected, visit us at thegateway.church.